This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Last weekend, in her first tournament as a golf professional, 16-year-old sensation Michelle Wee finished fourth in the Samsung World Championship. That is, until someone notified a tournament official that in Saturday's third day of competition, Wee may have broken a rule of golf. The official determined that in dropping a ball to replace one in an unplayable lie, Wee did indeed let it fall closer to the green than the unplayable shot. For that infraction, she should have given herself a two-stroke penalty. But because she signed her scorecard without assessing that penalty, she was disqualified. Such episodes happen from time to time in professional golf. The twist here is that the person who notified tournament officials about the infraction was a reporter covering the tournament, Sports Illustrated's Michael Bamberger. His editor, Jim Harry, says the situation arose out of golf's unique approach to enforcing its rules.
In the rules of golf, everyone is an official. It's up to the players themselves and everyone who is watching the competition to referee it. The rules officials are reactive. They're there to advise, not to watch the players.
As far as you know, is this the first time that a journalist has been, excuse the expression, snitch?
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay, now in golf, everybody is the referee. But as a matter of sort of journalistic principles, except in life or death situations, the reporter allows the rest of the people to be the referees and tries to stay above the fray. Is golf reporting such a different beast that the ordinary journalistic principle doesn't apply?
Golf is such a different game that the rules that are applied to other sports do not apply to golf. I think that's the great debate about this, whether a journalist can act like a spectator could act or like a television viewer could act. And I would argue, under the spirit of the rules, yes. And we're very comfortable with the decision that we made. We felt it was the only thing we could do.
You're comfortable with your decision, and yet, if you could, you know, turn back time, how would this have all played out?
Wouldn't that be lovely? In hindsight, what we could have done on Saturday is alert a rules official while Michelle was still on the course, and then what they would have done is review the incident on the seventh hole before she signed her scorecard. Now, if we had done that, if we would have alerted the officials immediately, she would have been given a two-stroke penalty and not be disqualified. However, our dilemma at the time was that we weren't sure. We hadn't looked at any tapes. We hadn't scientifically measured the drop. We hadn't asked Michelle Wee about the drop or anyone. And we felt at that time it was inappropriate to act like police. We weren't there to police the event. We thought we saw something, but we weren't certain. It was only the next day after doing due diligence that we became...
police.
Because we...
blew the whistle.
We blew the whistle, that's right.
You have taken a whole mess of grief from your journalistic colleagues. Is it that your colleagues don't sufficiently understand the rules and the spirit of the game of golf? Or is it that you guys don't sufficiently understand the rules and spirit of journalism?
Journalists should not be part of the story. That's the mantra, is it not? We know that. I've been in this business for 31 years. Frankly, I find your question insulting.
No insult intended. I got to tell you, the reason we're doing this is not because we sat there in our meeting on Monday and said, man, this guy crossed the line. It's totally wrong. It's obvious. The reporter never intrudes on the story. Because of the rules of golf, what I liked about the story and the reason I was pushing for it was because it was sort of an irresistible force against an immovable object. From a certain perspective, he did exactly the right thing. And from a certain perspective, he did exactly the wrong thing. And I'm trying to decide, you know, where the ultimate truth lies.
Well, I think you have a good handle on it. It is a dilemma. Now, what if we would have written, without going to tour officials, here's what we saw. We saw Michelle Wee take an improper drop on Saturday. Say it came to light on Tuesday or Wednesday when our magazine is published. How would you feel about us after reading that story? And wouldn't you ask, well, why didn't you say something at the time? That's what everyone in golf would have said.
All right, Jim. Thank you for talking to us.
Okay, Bob.
Jim Harry is assistant managing editor for Golf Plus at Sports Illustrated.